control and all that are on the net. This is KYNU. Well, John, I did not catch the question, unfortunately. Your signal is kind of rough at the moment. As far as Skywarn reports, let me see if I can maybe answer the question here. When the net's activated in Skywarn, do you know what to report and what not to report in your formative traffic? I do. A lot of it is given on our website. It's also given on the training. If you've not had the training, I highly recommend it. The National Service covers a lot of what to and what not to report. During an active net, you can go to our webpage. Our webpage will give exactly what you need to be reporting, what we're looking for, winds 55 miles or greater, nickel-sized, dime-sized hail, stuff like that, tornadoes, fallen piles, stuff pertaining to severe weather. Don't want, just the rain, something simple like, the rain started. We're not interested in that type of stuff. We're interested in the severe stuff, the stuff that's life-threatening. When to report it, I'm going to break here for time. When to report, we're looking here. Again, you can go to the website if you have access to the website, or you can go to even Discord, but it'll tell you what condition we're sitting in. So if we're in condition green, you're taking check-ins, you're taking general reports. Condition yellow, prefer that no check-ins at this time, data reports, and then condition red is just net control, and that's it. You're using your time effect location. Just make sure that you're giving your cross streets, your major cross streets, nothing like your side street and your side street. I don't care about that. I want like specific 27 in Gratiot, 23 in Romeo Plank, 23 in Van Dyke, 19 in Goldberg, 19 in Shaner, 19 in Hayes, stuff like that. Major cross streets.